This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police in Virginia Beach, Virginia, continue to search for a motive for Friday's mass shooting in which a disgruntled city worker shot and killed 12 people and wounded 4 others at a city police, office building. Police Chief James Cervera identified the assailant as Dwayne Craddock, who was employed for 15 years as an engineer with the city's utilities department. Friday's rampage ended with Craddock's death in a gun battle with police. Officials also identified all 12 of the victims. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam asked for continued compassion.
So I would ask all of you that are viewing this today to continue to please lift up Virginia Beach, continue to lift up these victims and their families as we continue this healing process, which will go on not for days, but months and years.
And President Donald Trump did tweet Saturday that he is monitoring the situation and promised the federal government is there as well. The young entrepreneur Nayib Bukele was sworn in as El Salvador's new president Saturday, saying his country is like a sick child and calling on his countrymen to do what is necessary to make it well. In his speech, the 37-year-old promised a new way of governing and called for all sectors to help. He invited all Salvadorians to work and struggle together for a better El Salvador. He inherits a country plagued by gang violence, high unemployment, and corruption. He must also deal with U.S. President Trump's threats to cut aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras if they do not do more to curb migration to the United States. Mr. Trump congratulated Bukele on Twitter Saturday, saying the United States was ready to work with him to advance prosperity in El Salvador and the hemisphere. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department will now require almost all applicants for U.S. visas to submit social media, email, and telephone information. The new rules require people applying for immigrant and non-immigrant visas to list all social media usernames, email addresses, and telephone numbers used in the past 5 years. Officials said the requirements would affect nearly 15 million foreigners. Only applicants for diplomatic and official visas could be exempt from the new rules. Visa applicants will also be asked if any family members have been involved in terrorist activities. The new rules were first proposed in March of 2018. The World Food Program says it has delivered food in the rebel-held militarized zone of Nim for the first time.
The World Food Program says it has delivered food in the rebel-held militarized zone of Nim for the first time since civil war broke out in Yemen more than 4 years ago. WFP spokesman Hervé Verhoesel says WFP and a partner organization, Islamic Relief, have distributed food to an estimated 5,000 people living near the front lines in the Nim district. In another bit of good news, Verhoesel says WFP has been able to provide humanitarian aid to vulnerable civilians around Duraimi City in Hodeida Governorate for the first time in a year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And forces loyal to the Libya's UN-backed government launched a violent attack Saturday against the Libyan National Army, forces loyal to Marshal Khalifa Haftar of the capital, Tripoli. Sources confirmed that the government forces had made progress in areas previously controlled by the LNA. Colonel Mohamed Ganano, a government forces representative, said the GNA forces managed to take control of new locations from Haftar's troops specifically in the area. He said that GNA soldiers also destroyed several armed vehicles belonging to the LNA. Opposition icon ATN Tshisekedi, whose son is now Congo's president, was laid to rest Saturday in his homeland more than 2 years after he died during a political stalemate over the country's long-delayed elections. A funeral procession joined by thousands made its way to the 80,000-seat Martyrs Stadium on the outskirts of Kinshasa. Following several days of tributes, the elder Tshisekedi was the face of Congo's opposition for decades but died before his political nemesis, Joseph Kabila, agreed to step aside and allow a new presidential vote to move forward. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.